AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Three white men involved in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man in their neighborhood near Brunswick, Georgia, in February 2020, have been found guilty on a number of charges. The man who shot Arbery with a shotgun, Travis McMichael, convicted on all nine charges against him. Judge Timothy Walmsley reading the verdict in the first charge against McMichael.
Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. I'm going to ask that whoever just made an outburst be removed from the court, please.
That from Court TV. The jury convicting McMichael's father, Greg, along with their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits last month dropped below 200,000 to 199,000, the lowest mark in more than 50 years. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says the report reflects workers remaining choosy about the jobs they will take.
The reality is that the job market is tight, and I think we'll have that further reflected in the forthcoming November employment report that we'll get in the coming days from the Labor Department.
More than 18 million new hires have been made since April 2020. Consumer spending increased last month, rising a solid 1.3% as inflation also increased, a 5% jump in October. The Commerce Department also reports that the economy should grow at a modest 2.1% in the fourth quarter of the year. That's up a tenth of a percent from earlier estimates. Economists still expect a 5.5% rise in the GDP for the entire year, which would be the best showing since 1984 and a big improvement from last year when it shrank by 3.4%. Again, our top story. Three white men have been found guilty in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man in their neighborhood near Brunswick, Georgia, in February of last year. This is AP News. The White House says most federal workers have been vaccinated against the coronavirus.
One day after the deadline to get vaccinated, the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for millions of federal workers seems to be working. The White House says 92% of the 3.5 million federal workers covered by the mandate reported to the government that they are at least partially vaccinated. According to data provided by the White House, the highest number of partial vaccinations by the deadline was the Agency for International Development, followed closely by the Department of Health and Human Services. The government organization with the least number of partially vaccinated employees, the Agriculture Department. I'm Shelley Adler.
As many as 30 people may be dead after a boat carrying migrants capsized in the English Channel while attempting to cross from France to Britain. A number of bodies and survivors have been found in that search. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.